Shalom, today's daf yomi is chulin daf tzadihei chulin 95, and on tzadihei amud aleph the Gemara cites a teaching of Rav. Rav says, Basar, if you have meat that it was for one moment without supervision, kivin shenis almin ayin, if your eye was not on top of it, asar, it's prohibited to eat this meat. And the Gemara will explain, it's because we're concerned that maybe the meat came from ravens or something of that sort, that the ravens brought it, and they brought, even if the majority of the markets in the town are kosher butchers, nevertheless we have to be concerned that maybe it came from a raven who brought it, and so therefore we're not going to allow this meat to be eaten. So the Gemara then says that this teaching of Rav was not something that was explicit that he taught, that which Rav says, but Rav Beferish Imar Ella Mikola Imar. It's not that we have a formal declaration from Rav, but rather we derive this from an incident with Rav. And the Gemara tells us the following incident. The Rav Hava Yosef Amabara de Ishtatis, that Rav was once sitting by a ferry that was taking people across the river. Chaz Yolahu Gavra, and he saw a person there, Dahave Kamechave Resha, that this person was washing the head of an animal in the water, the animal fell from his hands. Also, I say silta. So the man went and brought a basket in order to bring up the head from the water. Shada asik train. But instead of bringing up one, he brought up two. And so Rav said, avdi nami hachi. And is this really the case that if somebody loses something, you find double the amount? So obviously, it's not the case. So certainly, we have to say that what happened was that this person has found another piece of meat that somebody else brought there. And so therefore, for this reason, Asrinu Nile, Rav said that both of these animals' heads are prohibited. And so that was the basic teaching of Rav, that Rav says we have to be concerned that maybe the animal came from someplace else. And the Gemara then cites another incident with Rav, that Rav tells us that the following happened, that one time what happened was that Rav was going to the house of Rav Chanan, and what happened was Rav Avikazal Obey Rav Chanan Chasne. He went to the house of Rav Chanan, his son-in-law, and when he got to this house, Chazi Mabar de Kaasi Laape, he saw a ferry that was coming from the other side of the river. So Rav said, Mabar Kaasi Laape Yoma Tava Lagav. So from the fact that the ferry is coming, this is a good sign to be traveling, and we're going to see later on in the Gemara that the ferry was something that Rav took as a good sign, that it was a good sign that there'd be a good festival in his house that night. So after the ferry crossed, also come above, Rav went and stood at the entrance to the house of his son-in-law, Odik Bebizo Dedasha, and he looked through the lattices or the cracks in the door, V'chazachei Vasa Detalia, and he saw that there were animals that were slaughtered, that were prepared for the meal, but they were hanging there. So Tarafa Baba, Rav knocked on the door, Vinafak Asu Kuyamalape, and everybody, the tumult came that Rav is standing by the door. So everybody ran out, even the butchers, the Asa Tabachinami, even the butchers came out before Rav, because who was not going to come out when Rav was there? But what happened was nobody was watching the meat. So at that point, Lo Alam Rav Rav did not remove his eyes from the meat. But Rav said to them, Eichu hashta, sefisu hu isur levnei pras. If I would be relying upon your guarding of this meat, what would have happened is you would have been feeding this prohibited meat to the people of my house, because you went out to greet me and you left the meat unsupervised. And I say that unsupervised meat is not permitted to be eaten. And so for this reason, Rav did not eat from that meat. So the Gemara wonders about this story. What's the reason why he didn't eat from that meat? My taima, imishumayilume, if we're going to say that the reason is because the meat was not watched, hello Elohim. The Rav was actually watching, and the Gemara makes a point of saying that the entire time Rav himself was watching it. So the Gemara says, Ella de Nachash, that rather the reason why was because what happened was Rav had said at the beginning that if the ship is going to come, then it will certainly be a day of Yom Tov and Simcha. And Rav had made that calculation in his mind. And so since that happened, Rav says, wait, this is going to be a prohibition of Nichush, of sorcery so much. And so therefore, Rav said, I'm going to prohibit the meat to myself. So the Gemara asks, but why is Rav prohibiting the meat to himself on the basis of the fact that he violated the principle of sorcery? Because we have a principle, Kol Nachash She'eno Ke'Eliezer Eved Avraham, Ke'Yonasan Ben Sha'ul, Eino Nachash. Any sorcery which is not like the sorcery of Eliezer, the servant of Abraham, and Jonathan, the son of Saul, is not sorcery. We know that the incident with Eliezer, the servant of Abraham, was that when he went to his, when he went to find a wife for Yitzhak, he said, whoever will bring out a pitcher and will say, also for you and also for your camels, I'll drink, that will be the one for to marry Yitzhak. And Jonathan, when he went to go fight a war with the Philistines, he also used sorcery, so to speak, because he says there that whoever, if they will say to us, stop, that'll be a sign not to attack. But if they will say, come up, that'll be a sign to attack. But if it's not like that, where they totally relied upon it, Rav says it's not sorcery. So if that's the case, why was this incident sorcery? So rather, Rav says, Elasudus HaRashusavi. The Gemara says, no, the reason was not because of sorcery. Rav says that this festival was actually just a Sudus HaRashus, just a discretionary meal. And Rav was very careful not to partake in an optional discretionary feast. Meaning to say, Rav says, yes, we can engage in a feast, but only if it's for the purpose of a mitzvah. But if it's not for the purpose of mitzvah, why are we eating this meal? And so Rav was very careful upon himself, and for this reason, he refused to eat the meat.